easier, he thought, if his socket wrench had a button that would release the socket from the grip of the wrench. So he kept tinkering, and by the end of the day, he had invented the ratchet wrench. Peter worked part-time at the local Sears Roebuck, so he took his new wrench to his boss, who showed it to his boss, who showed it to all the execs at Sears headquarters in Chicago. Nearly a year went by, and Roberts never heard back from them, so he assumed no one was interested in his invention. Then one day, a lawyer showed up and informed him that Sears was prepared to offer him 2 cents for every one of his ratchet wrenches they sold, with the stipulation that they wouldn't owe him any further royalties after he reached the $10,000 mark. The lawyer said it was going to be difficult and time-consuming for Sears to manufacture the wrenches, so it might take Roberts years to collect the maximum amount of royalties. He signed over the patent to Sears. A year later, he was amazed to receive the entire $10,000 in a single check. Suspecting that he'd been had, Roberts hired his own lawyer and took Sears to court in 1969. They argued that Sears was guilty of fraud. They'd led Roberts to believe that they'd only be able to sell a few wrenches a year, when in reality, they'd already sold more than 1 million. More importantly, Roberts had been a minor, under 21, when he'd signed the contract. After 20 years of legal wrangling, they finally settled, and Roberts collected $8.2 million. Thank you.